A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Mem Gimel, Nida 43b, pagination is 86. We'll start from four lines from the bottom at the end of the line, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. The Mishnayos are going to launch into a series of discussions regarding ages of people, starting with a boy or a girl on day one of their existence, just after birth, and go through different mile markers in terms of age and the ramifications. So famously, birth, age 3, age 11, etc. The Mishnah states, Tinokas bas yom echad, a girl as of day one, as of birth, mitama benida, which is what gets us started in this mesechta, she could become a nida, and bas yud yomim mitama beziva, and by 10 days, she could have the status of a zava. The child is a child, doesn't have to do anything to become a nida or a zava. It has to do with whether the body produces certain blood at certain time. And from day one, she could be a nida. The laws of ziva are after the 7 days of nida, she could become a zava if there's a flow. 3 days consecutively would make her a Zava Gedola, a true status of Zava, the full-fledged Zava. So therefore, the 7 days of Nida, plus the 3 days after that of flow in the context of Zava, is going to produce the Zava Gedola, the full-fledged Zava, and that's why it's called by the number 10 days. The Mishnah continues regarding a Tinok, a boy, day one from birth, Tinok ben yom echad mitama beziva. He could have the laws of Zav applied to him. Zav is when the male organ is not erect. There's a flow that's viewed as an illness, and that flow could affect even a child. In terms of keri, that requires that the aver be erect, and that's not going to happen until child is older. We're going to discuss that in the context of age 9. The Mishnah continues with a series of things, which many of which can apply equally to a boy or a girl. And we'll try to highlight that distinction as we go, but we start off with no difference between boy or girl. Umetame b'negaim, the laws of negaim, tsaras, are going to apply from day one, even on day one. Umetame b'temei meis, and the tuma of coming in contact with a dead body is going to affect even a child. Child is a person, came in contact or was under the same roof, Tomas Ohel, as the dead body. There's going to be Tuma, however, we'll handle it. But the person is Tamei. You can't feed them Truma, for example. Vizokek liyibum, this child will cause yibum. So this is clearly talking only about a male child. The case is that a man and a woman were married. The husband died without children from this marriage or any marriage, and, or quite frankly, even out of marriage. And the woman is now in the status of asking the question of Yibum, And indeed, if the husband has a living brother, then she is locked in. She is related to that brother-in-law in the context of Yibum. And either Yibum or Chalitza has to be done, Yibum being the marriage of this woman to the brother-in-law, a quite unusual and really an exception to the laws of Arayos, where normally the brother-in-law would be prohibited to that sister-in-law. In this case, Lahakim Shem, to try to establish a name for the brother that died, he would marry her and produce children that would, on some level, be a continuation of that dead brother's legacy. Or do chalitza, which is the rejection ceremony. So a child, even day one, would create that obligation of the widow to do one of these relationships, either yibum or chalitza. If the brother-in-law was not yet born, he was still an ubar, a fetus by the mother-in-law at the time of the husband's death, then it would not be a case qualifying for yibum, as Rashi tells us, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. The brothers had to exist in the world at the same time. This law is only relevant to tinok ben yom echad, to a boy baby, and on. It would not apply by a girl baby, because the laws of Yibam are specifically that the brother of the deceased is going to be with the sister-in-law. Upoter min ha-Yibam. And likewise, from the age of birth and on, they would absolve from the laws of Yibam. And this clearly is either a boy or a girl. To say that the deceased brother does not have any children means that there's not even a child at all, even from day one. Rashi comments, but as long as that child has not yet been born, if the child has been fathered by the deceased husband, we're going to be waiting, but she's not yet available to marry into the general public. She's waiting until that child is born, and then, as of its day one, she would be absolved of Yibum. Uma'achil betruma, a child at all, is going to enable the woman to eat teruma. This is the case of a non-Kohen woman marrying a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, and now we have a child from that union. She's going to be able to continue eating teruma because of that child, provided that the child is born. Is Ben Yomo, is a day old. Uposel min ha-teruma, and likewise, having a child is going to forbid her from teruma, and at first glance, we think that this is the reversed case, where the daughter of a Kohen is married to a Yisrael, and because she has a child from the Yisrael, she's not going to be able to go back to her status as the daughter of a Kohen eating teruma. You take a look at Rashi at the end of the page. Over Gemara Parach, the Gemara is going to ask, Afilu uber nami posel, even a fetus from the non-Kohen husband would give her the same status that she can't go back to her daughter of Kohen eating teruma status. And we need to explain further, because why would it require that the child be Ben Yomo, a day old? That withholding of going back to her kuhuna is going to be even by a fetus. Moving on to the next page on the top, v'nochel u'manchil, the laws of inheritance are going to apply once the child is born. The Gemara is going to discuss what case would not exist as a fetus and will exist once the child is born. V'ahorgo chayiv, and one who kills such a child, day old, is going to be in violation of the capital offense of murder. We don't need any specific age. In a certain country, not only do they allow abortion, but they also allow abortion, or at least allowed it, within hours of birth if the parents aren't happy. Scary concept. Hahargo chayiv, once the child is born, that's the capital offense. Until that time, it depends. Those are the laws of abortion, and it's not the standardized, universal capital offense. It would depend on different factors. V'arehu la'aviv u'le'imo l'chol kerovav kechasen shalim. And if the child, Rachmana Litzlan, would die, then the status to everybody else regarding Avelos is kechosan shalem, like a full-fledged bridegroom. Chosan, meaning full-fledged tragedy. And we don't make any distinction because of the age. We'll stop there. The Gemara will develop this on the coming daf. Yasha Koach for joining.